So we first heard about Alec Wilder's music after we'd already been playing as an ensemble for, I guess, about 3 years. And someone who had heard our music said, you should check out Alec Wilder because his music reminds me of the music you're making. So we happened to be going to Japan to play in the World Cup. If you can imagine this band playing an outdoor stage for soccer fans. It really happened. And so while we were there, every morning, Brian would be making breakfast, and I would be studying Japanese, and we would be listening to Alec Wilder. And first we started off with octets, and the version of the recording of the octets that had the lovely Air for Flute, which you heard, and Air for Bassoon, and the one conducted by Frank Sinatra. And we all kind of fell for them, and we thought of arranging some of that music for this band. And fortunately, we ran into Judy Bell, who gave us all the access we needed to the music, and that started our adventure with Alec Wilder. And then we were fortunate enough to perform on this concert. I think it was in 2003, and I was very nervous because Mitch Miller was in the audience, and he had played oboe on the recordings, and I thought, what if he doesn't like what we've done? And so after the first song, he stood up and applauded, so I felt like, all right, we've passed his test, which I know is very difficult to pass. And since then, he invited me up to hang out with him and listen to music and talk about Wilder, and it was really great. I will say one thing about Bill Envick, who I was fortunate enough to meet and work on for the lyrics to the song Walking Home in the Spring that you heard, and Dear World, and he sent words to the first piece that we're going to play, which is called Such a Tender Night. And a lot of times, sometimes when you meet artists that you have looked up to and that you know their work and that inspire you, sometimes they're just like their art. Sometimes they're very different. And the great thing about Bill was when I met him, it was exactly like his lyrics. If you, you know, sing the words or say the words to While We're Young, that's kind of what it was like, even hanging out with him and when he was in his 90s, it felt like you were in that song with him, and it made me think, wow, even that, regardless of how old you are, you can still be curious, you can still be excited, you can still grow, and you can still produce great work. And that's one of the things that he was a great role model for. And so with that, we will play Such a Tender Night with Sean Moran, Brian Dryden, Jacob Garchuk, and myself.
Thank you. Thank you. adore those guys. Go get their CDs. Go find them in concert. Their influences are astonishingly wide. This is a mere sliver of what they do. Each of them insanely talented jazz artists in their own right. I just can't say enough about the Four Bags. Hope you love them as much as I do. I want to say a special shout out to Philip Lambert for this book. It was mentioned earlier by Bob, but where is Philip again? Is he still here? Where did Philip go? Anybody? He might be downstairs in the restroom. This book is fantastic. Find it. Patronize it. I'll tell you why. Because we at the Friends of Alec Wilder, one of our mission statements is to encourage scholarship. And that's what this is. It's key. This book particularly takes as its focus the music itself. And he writes about all kinds of things about how pieces came into being and what's commonly said about them. And it's full of discoveries. It doesn't spend a lot of time on biographical details, but they're in there because you can't completely avoid them. But it's really a fantastic book. There's a really helpful discography in the back. There's a long list of suggested reading, further readings in the back. I wanted to read one little paragraph to you, which I think sort of sums up just how well Philip nailed his target. Alec Wilder was a man of diverse renown. Sophisticated audiophiles in the early 1940s knew him as a composer of a highly original series of octets that deftly melded jazz, pop, and classical traditions. Musicians and producers in the New York City recording industry in the 1940s and 50s knew him as a talented arranger and orchestrator. To legions of children and their parents during the time, he was the creative mind behind some of the happy sounds playing over and over on the phonograph with the famous series of little golden records. Where was I? Mabel Mercer, Tony Bennett, Peggy Lee, and many other recording artists in the middle decade of the 20th century knew him primarily as a gifted songwriter. The filmmaker Jerome Hill knew him as a composer of movie music. In the late 50s through the early 70s, Wilder was especially known as a composer of chamber music for every instrument and concert music for large ensembles. Meanwhile, he was also writing a trailblazing book, co-hosting a radio series on the subject of American popular song in the first half of the 20th century. Throughout his life, two musicians across the professional spectrum, including the likes of Mitch Miller, John Barrows, Harvey Phillips, Marion McPartland, he was known as an eccentric visitor, a composer on demand, a poet, a prolific correspondent, and a loyal friend. I think that's marvelous, and that's where he begins. It's just a really good read. Pick it up if you can. I'm now super thrilled to invite, sir, ma'am. Where can they get it, Judy? It's available on online sellers like Amazon.com, probably BarnesandNoble.com. There's a flyer in the back, I'm told.
Thank you.
There's more information. That's what she wanted to know. It's a university press, so it's probably not going to be in every store you find. But there are flyers in the back that Bob's holding up. So yes, thank you for asking. Capping what already is an incredible afternoon, it's my huge thrill to invite an artist to the stage who we're so thrilled to have a part of the Alec Wilder universe. She's been a Wilder fan for a number of years. She's been attending these concerts like all of us, and she's thrilled that this is her first time being headlining on the program, or appearing in any capacity, really. Forgive me, but she is our headliner today, and we're so incredibly happy to have her with us. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Hillary Cole.
How could I you have to play it. And so I'm going to play it again for you. It's called Black Fire Winter. And whenever I sing this, it's become kind of one of the favorites of my repertoire, certainly for me, certainly for my band, because they don't have to play it, but certainly also for my fans and friends. And people always ask, what does it mean? You were so moved by the song, but what is that exactly does it mean? For me, it means this. Blackberry Winter refers to a cold snap after the blackberries have bloomed in May or June. You think it's spring and summer is here and it's warm and wonderful and love's in the air, and all of a sudden you wake up one day and it's cold and Hemingway perform many of these concerts, and I'd like to really dedicate this performance to their music and to the songs and the love and the musicianship that they showed me. I wanted to inspire one day to do this, so I'm really thrilled to be here with all of you. This is a new song for me. The other reason why I'm so excited to do this is a lot of these are new songs. While we're young, of course, I've known for years. That was my debut singing it. And there were lots of debuts. Thank you.
As you know, the time has come for maybe my favorite part of the program. And he'll just agree to play for us while we all sing along to Alex's biggest hit song, the lyrics from the back of your program, as always. Please join with us in singing.
Mom, I expect you to sing.
I'll be your witness. Yes, Bob.